What is the IPO that you're most excited by, Anand, in the next 12 months?
I think it's a large IPO. Look at the revenue and the profits.
I was just checking numbers. 4,000 crores of revenue, 1,800 crores of PAT in FY25.
I think it excites me a lot.
Of all the doom and gloom in fintech, suddenly there is this company that may go IPO at $8 to $10 billion, which very fresh thing for the market.
Investing is more about exits than entry.
Are you seeing any emerging trends on AI being used?
Financial influencers and content marketing has been the key source of acquiring for fintechs, right? It's across. The entire growth story is the financial influencer and the content story, right? How they did about it.
When we were discussing yesterday, I opened up my phone to see how many auto pays do I have. Mereko yaad bhi nahi tha kitne hai. I figured out I had 31. While numbers are crazy for UPI AutoPay, you know, it's become 210 crore recurring digital transaction in India last year. To this year, it's become 400 crore. Out of that, so that number has become 2x. Whereas UPI AutoPay was 70 crores, it's become 210 crores.
Financial access wala jo problem tha, financial excess ka problem ho gaya abhi. Ab UPI se agar logo ka trust hatne laga.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 33 of the Asymmetric Podcast. Another week and Shantanu is still unwell. Please send him your wishes. He's had a massive pain in the lower back, nerve being compressed and a lot of pain in the legs. So he's sort of bedridden. He needs some time to recover. So we're going to continue without him for another week. Hopefully he gets well soon and will join us from next week. Today, we have an amazing guest, Anand Datta, partner at Nexus Venture Partners, to discuss all things fintech, UPI, B2B, and a lot of the upcoming IPOs as well. Please welcome Anand and Chirag. I have a question. Assuming that the Indian public markets that are rewarding liquidity today may not be the case 10 years later, which is why people want to keep the optionality. Ki like the previous decade, we may have to end up again listing in the US. And therefore, can you set up your company in Cayman Islands? Because tomorrow it could be Hong Kong or Singapore as well, or could be Middle East for all we know, right? So I'm assuming that's the optionality for which people are saying. But I have a contra view on this. Like, I don't think, I know it may seem a little painful for a Meesho to pay 200 million in tax or a Razorpay to pay 300 million in tax. But if you've created $7 billion in value, then it's par for course. I think like it's over-optimizing to think of kaha register karna hai. Just India mein register karo aur chalte baro na. Like, why would you do all of this Cayman Island and stuff?
नहीं बट रेवत वॉजंट इट लिंक टू कि यार पहले ग्लोबल एक्सेस टू कैपिटल वही होता था आई सी बाय द वे यू नो आनंद यू शुड टेल बाय बेसिस योर एक्सपीरियंस पीपल हु आर सेइंग बी2बी सास 50% ऑफ रेवेन्यू इज इन यूएस यू शुड स्टिल लिस्ट देयर यू शुड स्टिल ओपन योर कंपनी इन यूएस
करेक्ट
बट अच्छा 10 साल पहले तो थिंक अबाउट इट ना वाईसी एक्सेट्रा एक्सेट्रा एवरी वन मैंडेटेड दैट यू हैड टू लिस्ट इन यूएस इफ यू वॉन्ट टू गेट वाईसी कंट्री अभी इंडियन मार्केट्स ओपन हो गया एंड देन आईपीओ मार्केट्स लुक्स लाइक इट्स डीपनिंग
हुआ क्या था आप देखिए पहले एक तो इंडिया में सोर्सेज ऑफ कैपिटल भी इतने नहीं थे सो यू आर ऑलवेज वरीड दैट द फॉरेन कैपिटल विल दे इन्वेस्ट इन अ इंडियन डिनोमिनेटेड और इंडियन डोमिसाइल्ड कंपनी और नॉट बिकॉज व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ कॉप गव एंड ऑल दैट यू हैव एंड सो व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो लीगल प्रोटेक्शन दे हैव तो वो यूएस में चाहते थे So that's why YC and all had mandated. There was a time when YC made people slip if they were Indian incorporated to go and become a Delaware. So now what happened was, I think one of the pivotal moment was actually Freshworks IPO. Now, if you think about Freshworks as a company, it's like generating $500, $600 million. Probably it has gone to $800 million, this thing. But there was a time when utna generate karne ke baad bhi, there were analysts who were not covering it. And they were like, you know, like it went to a very big high, it came down. And now question started becoming that, like, what is the, and obviously at the same time, Zomato and others listed in India. And they got super massive premium compared to, let's say, the comparable companies which was happening in the US. So now started, the question started becoming that Indian companies by nature are not going to be as large as, let's say, the US companies and all because of the GDP and whatever. Like, separate SaaS and separate this one. So now if some companies, let's say B2B companies and others where you know ki yaar size of outcome yahi hone wala hai and India mein hi ho aapko, India se hi jyada hai and at the same time funding environment in India had increased, like it was like all the foreign capitals in 2021, 2022, they also access India and they wanted to have a pie of India. And why would you not have it domiciled in India? Why would you even have it domiciled in the US? No. SaaS, but now AI वगैरह के बाद अभी फिर से वो डिस्कशन कई बार चलता है कि भाई the other thing also happened which is a more, I don't think it has as much implication but a little bit nuance कि इंडिया से जो इंडिया LP कैपिटल वाली कंपनी फंड्स थी उनको US में पैसा ट्रांसफर करने में जान निकल गया. So morning itself I was talking to one of my ex founders, like उसकी कंपनी मैंने पहले फंड की थी, अभी उसने AI की कंपनी स्टार्ट की है. Complex structure, one US this thing, one India, India mein IP held hai, US mein kuch paisa gaya hai, India mein kuch paisa hai. US investors have just told them that you'll have to clean that out, otherwise we will not put money in you. So that sort of things, when that starts happening, right? People start, again, this goes in waves. Right now, again, the wave is that will US, US AI companies, you are better off being completely US domiciled because all the revenues are supposed to come to you and then the large rounds happening very early on, people want to put on you. So there is a, to Revanth, your question, there is obviously, it's an evolving situation. There was this one phase jahan pe, I know three funds went into the extreme saying that ki agar aap flip nahi karoge, toh main fund nahi karunga. One of the companies in which I am on the board of it, it's at a 10 million revenue and it was like ki flip karo yahan pe because SME exchange mein aap list ho jaoge. So, and it is not known that IPO window could have closed while they would have flipped. So all these sort of things started happening, which I think people are just reacting right now. I don't think people have an answer. In that scenario, I will probably hear somebody say, ki haan, Cayman Island mein kar lo, ya phir kisi mein kar lo, then you have the best of the optionality. Ki kahan pe? Because if you think of the tax hit, US ka tax hit, basically US ka jo law bolta hai, I don't recall it exactly, but 20% ke kareeb ka aapko hit lagta hai pichle valuation pe, which is almost one round worth of dilution for you. Now obviously the accountants and this lawyers have the ways to show it in a way, what is a valuation, not valuation in a private, this thing is I'm quoting the number based on one of the companies which was trying to flip back, which was very early in its journey. So I'm not exact number figure kya aayega, but it's for any company it almost becomes one extra round of dilution. You put that 200 million ka number bhi na, isi mein bhi. So, matlab, why, any point of your journey, it is a painful exercise if you end up having to do it.
And Anand, let's say if we double click on it, while one decision point is when you're starting a company, right? You have a view, ki yaar main toh India company banane wala hoon. So the answer is very clear. Maybe I think for brands, businesses also, answer is very clear. Predominant revenue is India. In fact, not only one, but two questions. Let's say a B2B business, which starts in India and then start to think globally. And we know global TAMs are higher. If you hit PMF, then that will surpass India. So then how should one be thinking, from that perspective? And two, how do Indian markets actually value a company which has predominant exports revenue? Right? Will it get the same kind of multiple? Will it get the same kind of traction, retail acceptance? Those two things.
Actually, it's better milta shayad. I would think that anything which is getting in dollars, you look at the history in IT services or others also. Typically, aapko shayad you end up getting better. I don't know. DTC ke examples utne nahi hai. B2B SaaS hi abhi tak jada hai. Maybe the first crop of B2B export companies will start going towards that. I can only give my personal bias. I would say that ki agar aapka predominantly India mein rehne wala hai, capital source bhi India mein hone wala hai, toh you listed in India, don't worry about it. Until and unless your capital source, you believe, becomes a blockage, jiske karan you have to be in the US, which is probably linked to AI or others, there you should, selectively try to be a US incorporated company. And I'll say, because दो तीन होते हैं, मतलब ऐसा नहीं है कि इंडिया डोमिसाइल्ड कंपनी को आपके पीई इन्वेस्टिंग्स नहीं मिल रहा है, बट मे बी इफ यू वांट टू टुमारो लेट्स से गेट अ पीई एग्जिट और अ नॉन आईपीओ एग्जिट, again, in India, list domiciled company might have lesser avenues compared to what a SaaS company will have as an avenue in the US. So what I'm trying to say actually is similar to many things in life. It's a case-to-case basis. Agar aap waise cut karenge, to DTC B2B ke case mein, to mujhe clearly lagta hai ki you should just domicile in India. Why should you be a domiciled in the US? In SaaS, most likely you should be in the US if majority of your revenue and future things are going to, especially in this AI world, you should try to be in the US domicile. There will be edge cases where you are thinking for some other reason, like let's say first set of capital that is coming to you is the India capital. You can't go outside, so what will you do? You will have to go India domicile. If you think that tomorrow you are trying to be an India SMB SaaS, where you cannot see that you will be a more than 100 million revenue company, you are a BFSI SaaS, like a lot of, I have funded some of the BFSI SaaS companies also, you will want to be an India domiciled company. So case by case, case yoga answer is one.
So I have a question though, Anand. For a SaaS company, if you're saying US domicile may make sense, but the contra view is that a SaaS company less than 500 million revenue may US pe bhav nahi milega. Like US investors also look for a definite scale, because wahan pe scale alag hi level pe na.
Correct. That is what is happening, right? That is exactly Freshwork wala jo example we were taking after what the view became after that. So emerging to do theme wahan pe, wahi pe, where I'm saying that right now still the verdict is out. I know that I'm giving the easy answer out over there, because some answer is coming ki Cayman mein kar lo ya fir kahan pe kar lo, jisse tomorrow if you have to flip, you can flip easily. But to Chirag's earlier point, right, actually agar aap US domiciled ho, aapne fund raise kar liya utna, aur IPO ke paas you have to take that call that you have to flip back is an easier call than the, you know, like you see the morbidity rate of companies where you have to raise fund and probably the amount and pool of capital that is available to you if your end customer base is in the US and you are domiciled here. That's the things that you have to weigh. Ki aap kaise karoge isme. Agar aap kevali India SaaS hone wale ho, 100, like take the examples of the Perfiosis of the world or some, for example, Finarkin, which I've funded and all that sort of companies. They should be India domiciled. Like, why should they be, US domiciled company? But let's say tomorrow you want to raise from Kleiner Perkins, which is not here in India. Whether they will be very, very open to funding some company which is under the Indian jurisdiction and all that sort of thing, you will get those questions. So in that context, to get a view that ki acha kal main 10 saal baad 500 million ki company ban jaunga, tab mujhe shayad flip back karna pade India to be in an IPO. Versus, and I'm trying to think as a founder, how will I think? Versus ki yaar, pehle aaj ka din ko, matlab, get the best access to the capital, which can change you, get access to the customers also in the US, versus all that sort of thing happens. I in my personal view, that outweighs than saying ki, I might have to flip back 10 years down the line.
Yeah, network. Also, I would agree. I would actually think that is today, the Indian markets are already so deep, much deeper than what they were, let's say, 5 years back. And if you keep compounding this over the next 10 years, there is no reason why even a $500 million SaaS business would not want to list in India. Dekho, capital market depth to yahan se compound hi hogi na. Aaj kitna 4.5 trillion hai apna capital market?
Nahi, main list ki baat nahi kar raha, Revanth. List to India mein karna shayad better hota hai. But yahan se listing tak ke journey ke beech mein, jo aapke sources of capital mil rahe hai, usme as a SaaS company, would you shortchange yourself if you are in India listed versus, let's say, you are a US listed company?
Is and this you are saying is also a function because the crossover investors have reduced. If you compare the ZERP era, there were a lot of crossover investors who would invest in SaaS in India as well, because they just wanted access to the Indian market. And now that has just disappeared, right? Series B onwards, jo pehle wo growth checks wale the, sab gayab ho gaye.
That you're exactly, but this was one of the points I was telling Chirag when you dropped off, that ki beech mein India mein bhi bahut, like you see all the Kotus of the world, Insights of the world, Ribbits of the world, everyone was here. Right now they are there, but it's not really, you know, really there. So you have a big gap in between where you have local capital also, like bunch of us, we have raised very, very large funds and we are actively deploying. हमें करना ही पड़ेगा डिप्लॉय, ये होगा. बट एट द सेम टाइम लेट्स से इफ यू आर फाइंडिंग फ्लाई, आई एम पुटिंग इट आउट, लाइक लेट्स से यू आर फ्लाई फाइटिंग अ ग्लोबल एआई, यू आर अ ग्लोबल एआई कंपनी, यू गेट अ, द एग्जांपल आई वाज गिविंग, यू गेट अ, यू नो लाइक द सिकोया ऑफ द वर्ल्ड और केपी ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बैकिंग यू, व्हाई वुड यू वांट टू नॉट, यू वांट टू हैव एनी रिस्क ऑन दैट कैपिटल सोर्स बिकॉज यू आर अ इंडिया डोमिसाइल्ड. इट्स अ रिस्क क्वेश्चन.
गॉट इट, गॉट इट. That's interestingly, maybe that's a cue for all of you guys to also increase your fund sizes like the large guys in the US have. Like, you know, Sequoia is becoming bigger and General Catalyst is becoming bigger and Lightspeed is becoming bigger in the US. There could be a case where you would say that jo gap hai Series B, Series C ka, wo bhi hum hi cover karenge with a growth fund. Is a pitch you could...
Isn't this getting into that zone where we discussed this in, I think, last few episodes, where fund size is getting larger, then it becomes a problem in terms of return, right? So what is an actual good size? Is it a $300 million fund or a $1 billion fund? Because we have seen, outcomes can vary, very, you know, in our company also, let's say a Sequoia would be at multi-X, whereas let's say someone who's come in at day one will be at a very different multiple, and they have a smaller size fund. So, you know, from a fund returner point of view, the outcomes are very, very different. So,
usme thoda sa nexus unique ho jata hai. I think we have always maintained that because we are only fund which has like a one fund, one team structure. So, like whatever our fund last size, how much of the, we do not have any mandate like isme se itna hume US mein dalna, itna hume India mein dalna. We are a very bottoms up, like where we are seeing the opportunity. So, but at the same time, we know that, so for our case uniquely, I absolutely agree to you, Chirag, jo aap bol rahe ho, India opportunity, like amount of fund sort of chasing the GDP opportunity which India has, that has to somewhere map up, match up. Otherwise, aap return nahi kar paoge. Sometimes you will pump in more money at a valuation where the it will be harmful to the company rather than the natural course of the company. In our case, it's more decided by the stage that we come. We have, if you see Nexus, we have remained very concentrated. For the size of our AUM, we probably have the least number of companies, probably. I've not done the exact maths. But at the same time, we still come at seed, pre-seed, and Series A. So the check sizes that goes for the size of our fund, whether it be in the US or India, it goes in a way like where we are still able to back a lot of our winners very, very deeply. तो हमारे केस में वो स्ट्रेटजी होता है कि हमारे जो विनर्स रहते हैं उसमें वी ओन सिग्निफिकेंट अमाउंट टिल द वेरी लेट स्टेजेस ऑफ द कंपनी. सो दैट्स हाउ आवर स्ट्रेटजी हैज इन ऑल आवर विनर्स हैज प्लेड आउट. इफ यू सी एनी ऑफ लाइक इंडिया शिल्डर फाइनेंस गोइंग टू आईपीओ, हाउ, बिकॉज इट्स अ पब्लिक डेटा, यू कैन सी हाउ मच वी होल्ड, इट्स नॉर्थ ऑफ 20% एट आईपीओ. सिमिलरली लाइक इफ यू सी डिलीवरी हाउ मच वी ओन, और यू सी ज़ेप्टो हाउ मच वी ओन राइट नाउ, दीज आर ऑल पब्लिक डेटा, यू कैन सी लाइक दैट्स हाउ the strategy has worked for us, but that will still be under a guardrail of the size of the fund. It will not go beyond a particular size.
But it's not high risk, Anand, because for a seed stage investment, like when you enter at a sub 10 million, sub $15 million valuation, and a company is at 4-5 billion, not taking chips off the table is very risky. Na? Like if I was an LP, I would tell you that as a money manager, aapne pura risk liya. Ab like if you hold 20 or you hold 15, it's not going to materially change. Because as an LP, I would say that I have access to growth funds also who would enter a delivery or a India Central Finance or a Zepto at 3 billion, 4 billion and give me access to those companies even then and the subsequent IRR that goes from there. But correct. Because now it's a much more de-risked business. Though one could argue in India, mein, even at 2-3 billion, nothing is de-risked. Like, there is always a risk, right? I was shocked when I saw the commentary from, I don't remember which investment bank, saying that Zomato's food delivery value is zero.
Right?
But could happen, right? Because if Rapido enters and says that I will, what I did to Ola and Uber, I will do to Swiggy and Zomato, materially, it could actually go down, right? Like, all this profit that Swiggy and Zomato are making could go away. So, as a seed stage firm, why would you take that risk? And as an LP, why would they be okay with that?
So there is more nuance to it. I don't know how much of this in public forum I can talk, but a couple of things. First of all, we always have a separate growth vehicle also, which is just for the same, our own company growth fund, right? Like you have a growth vehicle attached. So case by case, it's taken this thing. There are cases in which we take chips off. There are cases in which we stay invested. As and when required, there is obviously a process that is followed. So it doesn't happen like you are exactly right. There will be some cases where as a seed stage investor, if you are getting a good exit, should you not take, you would take and you would take one move ahead. And the other nuances is in that in our fund structure, there is obviously a growth vehicle always where in our company, this is the opportunity fund is what it's called, Revanth. You are from VC, right? So we have an opportunity fund component from which we sort of, take the positions where this company, do we want to keep ownership? But your point is exactly right. In fact, when I was in Franklin Templeton, I remember Mark Mobius ka ek statement hota tha ki investing is more about exits than entry. Like people can make entry. When do you want to exit? And the same thing I remember Naren was telling me in the 2021 cycle. I still fondly remember he telling me that, this is the time for exits and not entries. And many people don't even know that they are ruining their career right now, what they are doing by investing in companies at that valuation. So, and it was funny for me because I was just one and a half years into the ecosystem in VC ecosystem at that time. But you are exactly right. Doing the exit in the right way at the right time. And then thankfully, the Indian startup ecosystem has now come into that journey or that part where the exits have started happening, right, in a meaningful way. I hope that this creates more and more avenues for such exits.
आप बोल रहे हो कि ग्रोथ स्टेज लेट स्टेज भी इंडिया में हो रहा है दैट कैपिटल पूल इज रेजिंग राइजिंग डेफिनेटली आई थिंक व्हाट वी सॉ आई हैव दीज नंबर्स व्हिच वी वर डिस्कसिंग वाई कॉम्बिनेटर 2021 हैड 74 इंडियन स्टार्टअप्स इन 2021 इन 2024 इट्स बिकम सिंगल डिजिट 9 एंड आनंद यू आर सेइंग दिस ईयर इट्स बिकम 0
एक होगा एक या दो होगा जो इंडिया से जाके बट It's not, I'll tell you how this
thing. Indiana is not the favorite port of call or, people used to go there. That's the Mecca if you want to raise.
I think Ulta hai. YC is not focusing in India. Ulta. I think, jabki, if you see YC is probably one of the most successful investors in India, right? You see Grow, Zepto, Razorpay. You talk about it, some of the largest outcome, but I think YC is not focusing. It's very funny.
Actually, one of Zepto's very big in YC's very big investments because the continuity fund also invested a lot of capital at YC. So Anu, who used to lead the continuity fund, deployed a significant amount of capital in Zepto. I think Series B, C, D somewhere. They hold 10% plus, right? From what I gather. So
they are pretty big.
But I agree with Anand. I think Chirag, what is YC mein ki because it's become AI first, they are now totally. I was speaking to one of the GPs today of one of the tier one funds in the country, and they were there for YC demo day. So because now every Nexus was always there in the US, but now every top tier fund in India now has a US office with a US partner / fully permanent stationed person there. All of them are now doing YC demo day because YC has become fully AI first and they're like Valley is where the action is. It's almost like the Valley has been revived, right? Beech mein 4 saal, people were like writing the death knell. Everyone was moving to Florida or some other state and saying that, California has done. But suddenly in the last 18, 24 months, SF Valley has been sort of revived and now the action is fully back on being AI first and all the action.
YC में भी डेमो डे तक सब कुछ हो चुका होता है लाइक द गुड कंपनीज एंड दिस थिंग सो इफ यू आर देयर ऑन डेमो डे यू बेटर बी देयर फ्रॉम अ मंथ बिफोर डेमो डे
इट्स मोर फॉर लर्निंग एट लीस्ट लाइक आई डोंट थिंक दे वर देयर फॉर डील मेकिंग बट यार इंस्पिरेशन तो वैसे ही आता है ना लाइक आई वुड आर्ग्यू दैट अ लॉट ऑफ मीशोज इंस्पिरेशन वॉज वेन द फाउंडर्स वुड हैव विजिटेड साउथ ईस्ट एशिया चाइना एंड सीन व्हाट इज हैपनिंग And then evolved, it really evolves your thinking as a founder or an investor when you get exposure, right? And that is what most of good decision making is. The more exposed you are, the more outside in thinking you can do, the better your judgment calls in the end.
I think YC, whatever it, like many people have, you know, talked negatively about YC as being a very big marketing, you know, engine. But YC for all of that gives you that exposure also. Jab aap YC mein rehte ho, when you talk to the five people, see, they truly do have the operators sitting over there and talking to them, working very, very closely. Like we have Puneet Raut right now with us as a venture partner. He was very deeply involved with YC before that. His company was in YC earlier. So what I hear from him on internally, how they support and talk to the companies, it's credit to them. We should try to replicate that in our ecosystem as well.
Yeah, कहाँ पे office hours में consecutive weeks में Andre Karpathy और Elon Musk आते हैं यार अभी भी वो तो that is their office hours right so that access is just next level right for them
and so if you are building in AI and if you are building in anything like if you do not get that access then you are shortchanged that worries me about India in the AI companies right like I'm like right now if you see in the AI race we are very very far behind just because of the access or like my next door neighbor, very close friend of mine, plays tennis with me. Kuch din shuru mein banaya India mein tier one fund se seed capital liya. Next day usne decide kiya main jaake US mein baith jaunga. Isne ek Airbnb liya jaake wahan pe baith gaya. And then he was telling me the sort of just by talking and the assimilation which happens to this versus when he was building here with his co-founder sitting in the US. It's not just about GTM. Like many people have made this about GTM. This is not just about GTM. You can't do it.
AI be wapas se wo true hai. Your pin codes decide the destiny. So network effects clearly in play. Whatever we may say, Bangalore has its own network effect. Bombay has its own. I think wo hamare yahan clearly missing. You know, especially with respect to AI. We are just starting to think about AI applications core. And clearly, if you speak to any SF founder, you know, he'll say, okay, what are you solving today? It looks like clearly a third world problem. Ye toh hum, matlab, touch bhi nahi karne wale types.
Haan, matlab, and maybe percolate karega, jo hoga, wo hoga, but tech level pe wo and China, US and China are so far ahead right now in AI that we are not even, we do not have the ecosystem or a mean to. Yeah.
But just out of curiosity, do you guys do anything to give founders exposure to, you know, these ecosystems in certain way, especially for companies who are based here?
हाँ तो हमारा तो वही that's why Nexus was unique, right? Chirag Godha was saying day zero funda था कि we will not have a Nexus US, Nexus India इस type से नहीं होगा. It is one team, one this structure. Even if I fund a company, they go to we have the Nexus office. They will sit over there like. Jishnu Abhishek are as much a part of team as me and Pratik or Suvir Anup. So, look, sab ek hi team hai. So, and that's where right now what we have also done is we have earlier we were very horizontal. I had done 3-4 SaaS deals and all that sort of thing. But right now, if you see predominantly Jishnu and Abhishek are doing the next like the SaaS deals and AI deals from India. We have a team in India as well. Puneet is there, Arjun, bunch of other folks who do the connect over here, but it's a continuous osmosis. Day aap yahan par ho gaye, agle din aap chale jao US mein, wahan hamare office se baith jao, wahan pe aapko jisse milna hai. Hamari puri SaaS ki ab 16 saal se karke sari companies hain which are which gives you that ecosystem also. So that helps us a lot.
I'm just trickled with loads of questions. But I think one interesting thing which I'm seeing as a trend in India, since we were discussing capital, IPO, etc., that I see a lot of companies filing for IPO, right from Grow to now ShipRocket. And all of them seem to have filed this confidentiality mode. Like, I was generally curious, what is this? Is this an exam happening in a closed door where result tabhi aayega jab aap pass hoge? What is this? I then read about it that US has had something like this. SEBI introduced in 2022. But if there isn't this more nuance to it in terms of understanding, would love to know.
देखिए मेरे हिसाब से तो हर किसी को confidential mode में ही IPO file करना चाहिए because
of course आपको ऐसे ही होगा ना. That's a confidential mode where you don't get the result, you get to test waters. You know, failing privately is always like less.
But इसमें एक nuance है चिराग. Failing privately to whom? Like to the markets or to SEBI? And I'll touch upon that. Like, it's because this is driven by three pointers. And like, two of them are less controversial. One is a little more controversial. Now, two of them is first, like, jab tak aapne DRSP file kiya, uske baad IPO hoga, nahi hoga. You have seen that, OYO has pulled it back a couple of times. MobiKwik did multiple times. Why would you lay out all your, secret sources, everything out in the public? That is your point probably. Ki aap public mein fail karoge, private mein fail karoge, kya karoge? You will take your time. That is one part of it. The second part of it is that there are multiple other obvious benefits also. Like, ki bhai, aapko file karne ke baad, SEBI approval ke baad, confidential mein karne se 18 months ka time period hai. You get a lot of more time period to just, time the market and all that sort of thing. The third thing, which I have heard from quarters, I do not know which is true for who and all, but I think all of three of us will relate. See, companies mature from private to public market mein. और जिस तरह से जो हम लोग नंबर्स ट्रैक कर रहे हैं जो कर रहे हैं मेनी टाइम्स सेबी लुक्स एट दोस नंबर्स इन अ वेरी वेरी डिफरेंट वे जिसको आप अब चिराग यू विल बी आई पुट यू ऑन द एनविल एंड यू विल बी अ केस ऑन दैट लाइक यू हैव सो मेनी रेवेन्यू लाइंस राइट इन योर बिजनेस राइट हाउ यू आर रिकॉग्नाइजिंग फॉर योर MIS विच योर डे टू डे बोर्ड वर्सेस हाउ अ सेबी विल लुक एट यू यू डोंट इवन नो सो नाउ यू डू इट इन पब्लिक एंड इट कम्स आउट एज अ ये कि नहीं नहीं इसके ना नंबर्स में गोची है. That is the easiest thing that happens in the ecosystem. Now, neither you have done IPO. Now, you cannot raise private market se paise. So, why would you take that risk? If you ask me, I will not advise any of my startups to do it in public. Because just from the, I'm not saying ki koi Gucci kar raha hai. But just from the point of view, ki many a times maturing from a private market MIS to a public market MIS will be a jump, which the iBankers will help you. But you never know. SEBI, for the first time, when it is looking at some of these tech companies' numbers and how they are recognized, they might be reacting to it. So that is this third point, which I think, because of which most of the companies should actually think about confidential IPO listing much more deeply.
But then, are you saying that, let's say, in a confidentiality mode, if somebody files and the SEBI raises objections and rejects, then for private market, it's fine?
No rejection.
There is only objection.
Rejection se pehle to 4 bar, 5 bar SEBI ke questions aayenge na. So when you are doing in the confidential mode, why do you want to expose yourself to those questions also going into the public domain? I'm also thinking through this one, but I have not done an IPO yet. Abhi VC mein 5 saal hi hue hain, kuch saal baad. But if I were in that founder's position, why would I have every comment or the questions happening in public? On stuff as like an MIS or something like that, or the revenue recognition or any of these questions.
So it's a fair point. I would agree, except for the fact that somehow even a confidential IPO filing ka document to bahar ho hi jata hai. Like we see news articles in 2 days saying we have had exclusive access to the confidential.
Somebody wrote in the comment also that this is not. But to be fair to the journalists, that is their job also.
Yeah. But I think, instead of being like fully public, ek do media articles aayenge, etc. Aisa bhi, from a competition lens also, you would say that at least competition ko mota mota idea hota hai, where is this business, where is that business, where is their strength lies. But I was generally, but it looks like that there is no downside. This is all upside.
I feel so. That is my initial right now reaction.
Toh sabko isi route se jana chahiye.
Yeah.
Just test water, see how is it faring out, and it gets you good preparedness stamp. And also I think a longer window, right? This is an 18-month window versus a full public
12 months. And the second factor is exactly what you mentioned, Chiragi. Right now also this IPO window ka market uncertainty is so high na. कि आप क्यों मतलब जो first point जो बोल रहे थे कि आप क्यों public में करोगे कि मतलब numbers हम निकाल दिया पता चला कि मार्केट ही क्रैश कर गया एंड देन यू डू नॉट हैव द सेम फ्रेंडली एनवायरनमेंट टू गो एंड टेक योर आईपीओ इन यू विल वांट टू कम बैक एंड दैट मेक्स नो सेंस टू पुट ऑल द नंबर्स आउट देयर इन पब्लिक सो
या मेक्स सेंस एक इस पे बट थोड़ा एक न्यूआंस्ड एक और क्वेश्चन था कि इंडिया में लगे एक ही तरीका है अभी लाइक यूएस में देयर इज दिस डायरेक्ट लिस्टिंग और स्पैक यहाँ पे ना स्पैक तो नहीं है पर डायरेक्ट लिस्टिंग भी ऑप्शन नहीं है ना अभी यू हैव टू गो थ्रू दिस एंटायर बुक बिल्डिंग प्रोसेस that all IPOs have to go through.
एज फार एज आई नो यस यू आर राइट. स्पैक तो ऐसे भी यूएस में भी स्पैक वैक बना है बट कितना सक्सेसफुल है क्या है इट्स अ टीबीडी. बट डायरेक्ट वर्सेज बुक बिल्डिंग आई थिंक यू आर राइट. आई विल हैव टू रीचेक बट आई थिंक बुक बिल्डिंग से ही जाता है.
गॉट इट. But what is the IPO that you are most excited by, Anand, in the next 12 months? Like, something that is not part of the Nexus portfolio. I'm sure that you are excited about. Non-Nexus portfolio, what are you most excited about?
वो तो मतलब उसमें excited होना ही पड़ेगा भाई. But Grow, I think, is it's a very, you know, like, it's a large IPO as well as the why I say Grow is that, you know, like it's interesting because we have talked about a lot about consumer companies. India is a consumer space. Fintech has been regulated and has been, you know, kicked in the balls so many times that the founders are in like in a bad shape and all. In the midst of that, you have a company which comes out with a, you know, like nobody even is questioning their whatever the valuation tag and where you can look at the revenue and the profits. They have been hit with regulatory tailwinds on the F&O sides, but yet they have so many other good numbers working in their favor. I think it excites me a lot.
Fintech as a space, we've had a lot of close calls like PhonePe, 12 billion, Cred was at 6. Now people are saying is at 3. RazorPay was at 7-8. People are now saying we don't know when it will go IPO. But of all the doom and gloom in fintech, suddenly there is this company that may go IPO at $8 to $10 billion, which is a very material, like Decacon valuation pay for a fintech company to go IPO is like a fresh, very it's fresh phenomenal thing for the market.
Second, the more fresh thing I was thinking through and did not comment, that's why earlier, because I don't know, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. This will be probably the first tech company which will go to IPO being profitable from day zero. None of the other companies have been profitable.
They have collected books and maybe one time correction. I was just checking numbers, 4,000 crores of revenue, 1,800 crores of PAT in FY25.
Yeah. That's I have not checked the exact numbers right now, but that's the sort of numbers which has been in this thing. It's probably one of, it's actually, if I think about it, I cannot think of any other company. I don't remember. Policy Bazaar turned profitable later. Paytm never did.
Yeah. Group had all taken 2 years to get to profitability and then market.
Even the others which are lined up right now also. I don't see any one of them. Meesho, RazorPay.
Shiprocket.
None of them are profitable.
Yeah, none of them.
This is the only company which will be unique in its way that regulatory headwinds, fintech company, not too old a company has been this thing and still hitting the market as a profitable, like almost a Decacon valuation. So hats off to these guys, right? What they have done.
Yeah. No, I think at least I'm referring to, there is this interesting report, which I think we had discussed, the Raingage report. In that also, I think it was saying over the next 2 years, this company will become profitable. So 2 year forward EBITDA is what was being given to them. This is actually a unique company and very sizable PAT here, looking at a $8 to $10 billion of valuation. Crazy. And that too, you know, Anand, you would have seen the journey that this company was born when Zerodha was actually big.
Zerodha was built and it was born on ki mutual fund kabhi ye monetize nahi hota hai.
Correct.
Like in the same journey was Fisdom, Scriptbox and all that. What they should, so see their multiples, it will be a question because stock exchange, like sorry, stock brokers, they generally trade 16 to 20x ka multiple. Unka multiple kam hota hai because, but that's where Grow is unique because it's not just a stockbroker, it's a mutual fund, it's a, you know, like...
The whole wealth management thing across, right? Like mutual funds to now, they have their own funds also. It becomes a massive management company of sorts.
Ek taraf se socha na, main soch raha tha, isne is tarah se pakda hai ki customer ke life cycle mein har cheez mein wo touch karta rahega bande.
Yeah.
Fisdom ko, it has bought now, it has IFAs also. It has broking, let's say F&O mein aapne paisa lose kiya, but aap mutual fund ke liye to aoge. So, while Zerodha has also created the ecosystem, Growth ecosystem seems to be getting much, much more stronger and deeper. And that's where I feel it's very, very like, I will see how the valuation and how those things. It's a confidential DRHP, so I will not talk about the numbers that much. But it should get valued at a better multiple than a broker. It will be shortchanging if people start thinking about Drew as a broker.
So I think I really like their strategy that they went broad. They acquired the base. So I think FY25, they were what? I think close to 1.3, 1.4 crore users. Whereas if I compare that to a Zerodha, which is, I think, 80, 85 lakh user base. But they went very deep. They went into the trader community. That's the monetized segment. Whereas they said, okay, you know, we are going to acquire this user base, which is mutual fund as a wedge, and then cross-sell them other things as they have more wealth. They'll have more needs. And they've been successfully doing that.
Correct. Zerodha, actually, Zerodha is still a broad thing. It was like, agar aap uska 8.5 million dekhoge, probably 1 to 2 million were core traders, from which they were most about.
I think Nitin Kamath has been publicly saying this, 10% of active traders contribute to 90% of trading volume in most intraday cash, and that's where they made money.
Correct. So if you see Dhan's number, the SEBI number is like, they have just 1 million customer or something, and their revenues are in a very, very significant zone. Like, it's a private number. But what Grow did was it went into a customer segment and acquired at a lower CAC, and then just kept building wealth on top of that. Now, obviously, there is a COVID F&O wave, jahan pe F&O mein paisa bana, this retail customer was should not be doing F&O, AKM. But at the same time, they are more than 10 billion of AUM on mutual fund also. Now, it's all on direct. So you do not monetize it, but you have a customer touch point because of which the customer does not leave the platform. And that digital platform stickiness is a huge, huge thing in itself, you know. So,
and Dhan has also gone deeper into the trader community. Was it like still problems to be solved there?
Correct. So what Dhan had done was, I remember PJ, we had a lot of chat. So his line was made to trade. And the thing that he picked up was that a lot of things are for traders. The lifeline is around the chart and the how they work on the chart. So he went around using trading chart ka native API. He was the first which gave the experience like that. And it was a 10x experience for the pro traders, which got him this niche segment of customer, but the highest revenue pool. His idea was exactly like what you, Chirag, said, that ki, I am not going to be broad, but I am going to attack the revenue pool instead of the, Dao Mao pool sort of a thing. And then he sort of cut a very significant portion out of that revenue pool. This
man. I'm sure that he has eaten into some of the market share of incumbents.
Thoda to khaya hi hoga, but at the same time, this market has also kept on increasing. That is what I said. India, by the way, trading volume is 40x of USA in terms of the volume. So it's like, it's crazy how like, and even in USA, such a mature market, if you think about it, while the swaps of the works were there, you had Robinhood which came in. You had eToro which came in. You had Webull which came in. So brokers keep coming by giving experiences and taking out positioning. So, and that positioning matters. With that positioning, if you're at a lower CAC, you can get a customer and get him retained on your digital platform. There is an ARPU that you can make because the broker will trade and you'll make that money on that trade. So abhi bhi, jaise Sahi and these of the world are coming, like there is business to be made over there. Smell.
I think since you mentioned low CAC is an important thing, are you seeing, and you also mentioned AI in India, are you seeing any emerging trends on AI being used, let's say, to create content and then using that to acquire at a very, very low cost? Are there startups which are starting to do this in a meaningful way?
Multiple places, like overall high level, we at least, abhi main jis startups se milke is podcast liye, they were talking, they showed me the Excels. They have created like 10-15 scenarios. They have created 10-15 script ka broad this thing. So there is a whole permutation combination of like, let's say 5C3 sort of a thing. Ki jisko lekar, it feeds into ChatGPT. It throws out the, like ChatGPT pe wrapper hai. It throws out then the sequence or the scripts which forms. And they are very quickly able to do A-B testing on the marketing and which script and which sort of thing is working. Because AI is used to create the content on that also. And then the jo funnel optimization jo hota tha all this mein, the speed at which these guys have done this funnel optimization is just crazy. Ki matlab CAC half ke baad 25%, and that a lot of content companies are also doing right now. That if you see that content aaya, content ke kaun se hooks aapko dalne hain, same aapke pure video ban gaya hai, usse hooks nikal ke small snippets dalo and dekho kaun sa snippet kaam kar raha hai, and then use that snippet to very fast, you know, put your performance marketing pedal onto that snippet very, very hard. So
yeah, Alan, we did discuss this in the last episode on micro dramas. How is that a booming trend in India? Yeah. But are you seeing fintechs also adopt to this, wherein they're going deeper and starting to use this as the like a scalable, effective cost acquisition mode?
So the last company I was talking about, from where I'm coming, it's a fintech. But at the same time, if you think about it, financial influencers and content marketing has been the key source of acquiring for fintechs right now. It's across. So the entire growth story is a financial influencer and the content story, right? How they did about it. Jar cracked the financial influencer and this story in a very, very big way. So credit card, a lot of this acquisition which is happening, it's all happening through that sort of a content and display. So fintech is definitely one space which is seeing. Now also, fintech mein, matlab, there is also a little bit of misuse also which happens at some certain times, in like a bunch of FOMO and what you're doing and all that sort of a thing. But across, fintech versus consumer is not the slashing I would do. I would rather do B2B versus B2C. Is that happening or not? Now in B2C, you are definitely seeing AI adoption on marketing growing very, very significant way. And all this, what we talked about, is holding. What was interesting was another company which I was seeing then, how are they doing using AI on B2B? And can then people coming, and where B2B, you have people landing on your website. And then like this guy is making a company where he's asking that, should the website be a website anymore? Where search now is moving from Google to ChatGPT. Should like a Glean sort of a thing experience exist where you just land on a landing page and you are able to ask specific whatever you are looking for and it just shows you. You do not need to have a landing page. So those sort of versions of B2B and how AI marketing can start revolutionizing, you know, B2B, that has also started to play out. It's more at an earlier stage than B2C, but definitely there is impact which is happening over there.
I think my question was more from that, you know, this retail broking as a space looks like has a huge profit pool. Mm-hmm. And now because of AI, let's say there are newer ways of acquiring customers or cheaper ways of acquiring customers, which is not possible earlier. Does that open up the game again in terms of, let's say, anyone starting to do, like we've seen Lenskart 2.0 being attempted? Is there a Grow 2.0 or a Zerodha 3.0 being attempted?
It's a very interesting question, because in that, probably if you ask me personally, it will go beyond a marketing game. It will go into a product as well. So like, you know, most of the guys who are coming to broking are coming from the first time. Hawa bhi nahi hai, matlab kisme paise dalne hai, kya dalne hai. So AI tip, will that become a big thing? We will see all the brokers launching, but some will take a position, will say that I am your AI advisor to invest in a stock. I am your CFO. Like if you think about everybody should have a ChatGPT sort of a CFO where I can ask, like, the tax season is coming. Okay, just calculate my tax. Take all the data for account aggregator. So that sort of things on product innovation will come where broking, wealth, other places. And then, by the way, more nuanced, it's very, very ripe for disruption in India. Specifically, if you see what is required for AI, first of all, you need data to come into a very high, this way in an aggregated place, which what account aggregator is doing in a much, much more efficient way than a Plaid or anything does in the US. Second thing, in the first genre of robo-advisory, everything failed because you did not have the execution API on top of the data platforms. So you will get the advice at one place and then you will go to the brokers at some other place. The cart will break and you will lose out customers. Versus now, for the first time, you have the data, whereas you can link your execution platforms also, execution APIs, whether it be banking API or the broking APIs at the same place. So the AI can make it much, much more powerful at just one workflow. So that's where, if you ask
me, market view on this, Anand, the direct customer investing AUM versus the advisory AUM, what is bigger today in India?
Abhi advisory bigger hai, but the is 30-70 almost. 70 advisory hai, 30 is direct. But direct is growing much, much faster than advisory.
What is the total size? The advisory ka, what is the size of the price there? No, but it's 2x right now. So Zerodha, Grow, Adhan, everything put together, that 2x is still being done through advisory. Like the LIC agent, like it, whoever is coming to your house and saying, buy these mutual funds.
Ha, ha.
Right?
It's 2x.
And in your view, that could get disrupted first because of the AI tool. Tooling.
Not known. I will tell you why. Because it's not just the LIC. Like you have companies like NJ, Prudent, Anand Rathi, you know, like very, very large companies, NJ. And these are like, you have the at the top IIFLs of the world and the Nuvamas of the world. So all these are there. See, apart from advisory, they also solve for the trust layer. And India mein abhi bhi, if you see, people are coming onto the financial ecosystem for the first time. There is one bit of which is ekdam top class advisory. Let's say the IIFLs and the Nuvamas of the world. Those I don't think will move to AI. Like I'm not seeing a 1,000 crore AUM guy saying that AI mein bata do kis mein lagaunga. There is more curated products, curated access. Nobody else has an access. Public data is only that much. So that will be one part of the advisory. Second part of the advisory, ki why did people go to this Bima uncle? Because he knows that there is a caller to hold on to. If I don't get my money back, if Franklin ka agar mera debt fund gir gaya hai, tum ja ke ghum ghum ke wo paisa nikal ke laoge. So this is over and above advisory. This is the trust layer. So, and the direct is being used by right now, if you ask me, only at a particular size of AUM, young demography, which is getting into, income for the first time, 5 saal hua hai, very confident with the digital DMAT sort of a thing. But still that segment or demography has a lower wealth, right? A guy who is 40 years old is not probably digital first, obviously has a more wealth right now than the guy who is coming into this. So that's why the direct is growing faster, but the guy who is holding onto the wealth, he probably still wants an IFA or a guy. And it doesn't, like, he doesn't, you know, what a flinch at giving. Generally, the take rate is 50 bips to 100 bips tak jata hai, uske range mein, whether it's debt or equity and all that. He's okay to have that comfort of trust for giving that amount of money.
But 100 bips agar main de raha hun, my question was, I agree with you. You are not going to replace human beings. But is there today scope for some good entrepreneurs to come and showcase a tech on an iPad and show them, dekho, you know, it's not parchi, main aapko, and I will build trust. Yes, I will need the human layer to come visit, chai piyenge hum, you know, har mahine milenge hum, and we will talk about your sons and daughters in the US and all of that. But I can wow you with the account aggregator plus AI, plus showing you, you know, keeping you updated every day. Just build more AI first compared to what? Because I think that has not got disrupted for a long time now. Like a Nuvama size or a RJ Invest are huge, huge companies, right?
So I mean, think about it, like, and you are absolutely 100% right. Like these things will get augmented. Any services where you have the service layer can get augmented by AI. But these specifically where, which is a data rich, like simple task, like yaar, mere ko compare karke bata do, ki benchmark se mera kaisa kar raha hai. These all AIs can just answer and get into that flow. But you are 100% right, right? Bunch of these companies will get it done.
I think, Revat, we are consistently hearing from VCs that in AI world, especially the opportunity in India is design a 10x better experience, right? ये सिंपल सिंपल ऐसे नहीं होगा कि ओके ऑनबोर्डिंग का एक कर लिया यू आर बेटर ऑनबोर्डिंग रीडिजाइन द एंटायर एक्सपीरियंस वी डिस्कस दिस ड्यूरिंग लेट्स से हाउ डू यू रीडिस्कवर फैशन इन अ एआई वर्ल्ड आई थिंक दैट आल्सो हैज टू बी सॉल्वड इन अ 10x वे वेयर you know, not only from discovering to then tying up to, okay, can I deliver in 15 minutes? That's where I think massive opportunities, at least I am sensing and getting excited also, ki yaar fintech mein itne bade revenue pool mein, itne bade profit pool mein. You know, even if you make a small dent, it's a large outcome.
Yeah. But do you see some categories in B2C fintech also? Like, I think Chirag keeps discussing that BNPL hasn't succeeded in India. We've had multiple attempts, right? 2012-14, say, every 3-4 years, some company has excited us and then nothing has really come out. And here we hear about it's worked in the US, it's worked in Europe, so much so that it's worked in Middle East also now. Like, Tabby and that, I think there's another company, I forget the name, they've scaled so much. So why is that India may BNPL didn't take off, and do we see that changing now with the overall consumption change?
And maybe Anand, I'll add that I have had this view that and we see it in our data that credit-based spending should increase from here. It is increasing, but if I project that to 5 years out, looks like that consumer demand, and those are credit-worthy people, right? Just that somebody needs to go out and lend them those $10-$20 wala line. Everyone wants to do that 8,000, 10,000 rupee wala line, right? And we have had India also, by the way, Snapmint doing really well now. So we work closely with them, and we have had failures also. So generally curious that, okay, why is India not having in a large base, which is expected to have credit? Large outcomes, many people attempting it. Is there a playbook which has gone wrong? Or is it more got to do with regulating?
हाँ मतलब काफी different level पे भी answers हैं इसके. You know, like दो तीन question. एक तो let's start with कि India में क्यों नहीं काम किया? Because Klarna's of the world and this world, by the way, they work beautifully because of some of the D2C scaling so much that they scaled with them. It was more D2C driven than a platform driven, and some places it was ubiquitous acceptance as well. Snapmint has, and your example on Chirag, because you work closely with Snapmint also, Snapmint has executed well on something which Klarna tried to do, which Zest Money also tried to do, which has flipped into being a commerce front as well.
Having your own destination.
Its own destination, because Klarna also later realized, see, hota kya hai? BNPL is a very small ticket size purchase, right? BNPL is never money generating. So you try to acquire customer on BNPL and then try to move them to PL to make money. Especially if the BNPL is for a short duration.
Or are you counting pay in parts, pay in three as part of
BNPL? Because that is the evolution.
Yes.
Once you get into pay in three or EMI pay, frankly, if that you count as a BNPL, then the BAP of all companies in India is there. Bajaj Finance is that.
Correct.
You have not seen a bigger outcome than Bajaj Finance in financial services world. And that they could do because they created the closed network of merchants where they already had this thing. And that goes back to wahan pe Klarna did with D2C and multiple checkout points. Here, the first generation of fintechs went with the platforms, where the platforms were always asking, what is extra that you are bringing to me? Then you do either BNPL or the free to pay to the worst customers, which is not already on, let's say, a Bajaj Finance or the somebody or somebody else. And then your PL book gets screwed and then you do not make money. So the only way that other people could do, and Snapmint has survived. There is that Snapmint has gone through his phases. Kudos to the founders for gritting it out and surviving. And now they are the first one who has been able to flip and say, just like Klarna, I don't know how much successful I've got, not going to that part of the business only, but I hear that a lot of business is now coming from Meesho also to them. So that commerce part, that you come to me, you are guaranteed you will get an EMI, has become a hook and their margins have improved. Now, the disruption that in India actually truly that will happen is actually will happen with the credit on UPI, where unlike, let's say, just the market places, you know, checkout points that you had, or the India mein credit card checkout points were very limited also, right? It was only like 75 lakh, like 7.5 million checkout points or something like that altogether. That was very, very different from, let's say, what it was for Klarna or somebody in the US, where you had credit checkout point everywhere, where you could try out and have the checkout experience. Here, you could not have that until and unless you are in the closed merchant group. Now, for the first time, once you can check out on a, let's say, UPI QR code, and you have, let's say, we have obviously invested in a UPI credit card company called Kiwi. But let's say they open a credit line also, then you can just snap and get it in 3MI wherever you are. Like Swiggy does not now hold the power over you to say that, hey, you have to give, like Swiggy is a wrong example, probably Flipkart or somebody where you're doing a consumer durable purchase to get it in 3MI or something. So you trying to acquire customer through Swiggy will always mean that you are doing that small ticket 15-day circular company, and then you are trying to go to a PL, and let's say Flipkart of the world will say that, hey, I will expose you to, and your credit cost will never match that of a Bajaj Finance. For a good customer, you will always lose out on the Bajaj Finance credit cost. So you end up with a bad customer. But now if you are getting embedded in the UPI checkout position where, you know, the platform does not have that much power with you, and you have acquired the customer already. So customer is going, seeing, let's say, a Kiwi because it's a Kiwi customer, and because he has been acquired from somebody else, somewhere else, not from the platform itself, then you still have a chance of getting a better customer and doing the BNPL and, getting a part three, this thing. So what I believe now with the credit on UPI starting up, maybe you will see a revival of BNPL. Snapmint is a unique case. I'm not like, frankly, all to them to grit it out. It's also going through all different phases. Maybe the commerce part will work out. But the acceptance rail and the closed network has meant that the first versions of the Indian BNPL companies have really not worked. Because their acquisition channels have always remained this 15-day small ticket size loan. Or the worst people who are probably not getting loan anywhere else, and still for acquisition you are acquiring and thinking that things will work out.
So you mean to say that, one, there is a selection bias that people who are not credit worthy end up taking it, and two, it's a small ticket loan, so even if it is successful,
yeah,
you don't end up making a lot of money there. You'll have to go them to a higher credit line.
Anyway,
I was just checking, I think RuPay credit card transactions on UPI as a percentage of total credit card transactions has become almost like close to 30%.
33 is the exact number that we are tracking. So yeah, it's growing like crazy. The government is also pushing. This is credit card. But now, because the RuPay credit card, and so the challenge, the nuance that gets lost over there though, is that all these credit card transactions are not on UPI. Because RuPay is done on POS also. So a part of this 33% is this thing. Obviously, we are closely tracking the numbers in Kiwi and other places where what is happening on UPI. So it's that number is growing even more crazy higher, because the direct, it's not the direct integration in the workflow which happens over there. You are seeing people use it, and also in their day-to-day use, they use it's a reward and all that sort of thing they get as well.
And just for users, you know, just explain the flow, that how does it work? Is it got to do with that I should have a existing credit line with the bank, and then only the credit line gets issued on a credit on UPI, or I can apply for it, or banks are underwriting on the go?
So the credit line and credit card are different. So you can have a credit line even without having a credit card. Now, credit line, frankly, a NBFC can also give you a credit line, and that can attach to the, you know, this thing, credit card. Only the banks can issue a credit card. Once you issue a credit card, it's just like any other credit card. Just think about it that if you attach it to a TPAP, which is allowed, like let's say it can be PhonePe or it can be a fully integrated mobile first experience, like let's say a Kiwi, which is issuing its own credit card. Now it has different other benefits also. Then you can just go over and on the QR code, pay with your credit card instead of paying with your bank account or a UPI the way you do that. So all the QR codes where you were paying from your bank account, the money was going, here now can go from the credit card. So now when it goes from credit card, all the benefits of credit card comes, which is essentially the rewards. The second part is that if you want to revolve, if you want to break it into EMI, you can do that. Now the credit line is different. Credit line is like the Bajaj EMI product which you have. Let's say you go to consumer durable, you have the QR they have, but you have a credit line from, let's say, HDFC Bank, which is your banker. You just QR, it is directly an EMI that you have taken. And the difference being in credit card, in the first 30 months period, you are not paying any interest, anything. So that is not bond. So the economics is very different. Versus here, the day zero, based on the subvention and all, it can vary. But day zero, a loan, term loan has started on you. And you start bearing the interest and you have to start paying that money.
Interesting. And what does it take for, like, we have seen this huge wave of UPI becoming the thing, right? And yeah. people have anticipated that, you know, others also like ONDC, which have been successful, but not so much like UPI
yeah.
or Ocean, for that example. What does it take for credit on UPI to be like really successful? What are the levers you are tracking there? For this to be like the real mode of payment, taking on credit cards? I know it's on the up move, but probably, I don't know if it's at the inflection point or not.
So see, so what are these? These are generally called DPI, digital public infrastructure. So in DPIs, the biggest success case has been UPI. And then after that is the account aggregator, which is becoming, now account aggregator is picking up like crazy. If you see their numbers, that's also increasing in an exponential way. Oaken might pick up. ONDC, I don't know, while it's picking up. MagicPin, my ex company, has been doing well on that. However, the credit on UPI is not dependent on any of them. It's just dependent on UPI. So if UPI is being accepted, it's about how the banks and the liability side or the NBFC starts giving you credit line. And bunch of that will start opening up right now. With credit products, people will first experiment, then open, then experiment, then open. It's the right way to do it so that you don't underwrite too much of risk. But to your question, Chirag, this credit on UPI is not dependent on any of the other DPI. So my answer will be that it can piggyback on UPI without having to cross any of the new hurdles which the other DPIs are having to do. And become very, very ubiquitous in some.
So just, I think then linkages or banks opening up their APIs to getting linked on UPI interfaces is
correct.
What requires, right?
Correct. Correct. Aap dekhoge, ye bhi aa jayega. Kuch dinon mein, like, you will start getting the credit lines over there.
So I'm personally, you know, at least of the view that anything to do with UPI is a tailwind which one should like carry. One, of course, is credit on UPI. I think another one, you know, when we were discussing yesterday, I opened up my phone to see how many auto pays do I have. Mereko yaad bhi nahi tha kitne hai. I figured out I had 31. Imagine.
Wow.
Mereko bhi nahi tha 31 hai. And, you know, I am yet to check on phone pay. I realized ki sab log alag alag chalte hai. Aisa nahi hai ki sabka ek jagah pe dikh jata. So it was quite an eye-opening moment for me. And then I figured out...
Be careful, Chirag.
So, I was checking 29 Apple.
High, but every episode there is something, and I am like, "Bhai, UPI auto pay iske liye ho raha hai karke." And last episode, the comment aa gaya ki, "Bhai, kuch bhi bol do, Revat bolega UPI auto pay ke wajah se ho raha hai karke."
But it's not funny, you know, like, because मैं एक कंपनी की DD कर रहा था, उसके लिए मैंने ऐप लगाया पहली बार, मेरा UPI auto pay लग गया. For a person like me, I did not know how to take it out. That's how I realized that ये तो phone पे भी बैठा हुआ है, तो app पे बैठा ही नहीं हुआ है कि यहाँ से cancel करना है. So and like just think about the guys who are downloading it. It's so to Chirag your point, like frankly, my previous company जहाँ पे मैं था, it used to be the prior version of UPI AutoPay, and I'll tell you what I'm talking about. It was something called VAS. लाइक वैल्यू एडेड सर्विसेज जो टेलको में होता था ना, वो और कुछ नहीं था, यूपीआई ऑटोपे का ही एक छोटा भाई था. तो द कंपनी विच आई यूज्ड टू वर्क विद, लाइक ऑब्वियसली इट हैड अ बेटर, इट स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम अफ्रीका, देन वी लॉन्च इन इंडिया. लाइक इंडिया लॉन्च नहीं हुआ था, आईआईडी में फंस गए थे हम लोग, बट उसके बाद बांग्लादेश, फिलीपींस, मलेशिया, हर जगह लॉन्च किया था. आइडिया ये था कि इंश्योरेंस अगर आपको लेना है, इंश्योरेंस इज अ वेरी बाइनरी प्रोडक्ट, राइट? पीपल डू नॉट हैव द कैश फ्लो. हर किसी के पास, मतलब एक ऑटो ड्राइवर के पास सोचिए, 10,000 रुपए नहीं होंगे कि देकर मैं पूरे साल का इंश्योरेंस लूँ. तो आप 10-10 रुपए दो, 20-20 रुपए दो महीने का, जिस महीने आप जितना दे पा रहे हो उसके हिसाब से आपका कवर रहेगा. 10 रुपए दिया तो 1,000 रुपए का कवर है, 20 रुपए अगले महीने आपका क्लास फ्लो है तो. एंड इट साउंड्स वेरी वेरी इंक्लूसिव, व्हाट द वे वी यूज टू डाउन, एंड देन वी रियलाइज कि भाई पैसे कैसे लोगे हर बार, अगर 10 रुपए लेने के लिए आपको जाना पड़ेगा ऑटो ड्राइवर के पास तो फिर वो चलेगा नहीं. तो उसका आंसर था कि ये आंसर शुरू हुआ था घाना से, जहाँ एम-पैसा चलता था टेलको से, कि भैया टेलको में अगर आपने 100 रुपए का टॉक टाइम दिया है, मैं 10 रुपए इंश्योरेंस के लिए घटा लूंगा. तो फिर वो करना शुरू किया हमने, और क्या स्केल किया कंपनी. मतलब यू वांट, लाइक देयर वाज अ टाइम श्रीलंका, 1/3 ऑफ श्रीलंका वाज कवर्ड बाय अस. लाइक बांग्लादेश में हमारे 15 मिलियन या फिर कुछ लाइव्स हमने कवर किए थे, घाना में फैल गए थे, पाकिस्तान में वी वर द लार्जेस्ट इंश्योरर यूजिंग दिस. बट जो हम लोग यूपीआई ऑटो पे में इशू देख रहे हैं, वही इशू वहां पे था. क्लेम्स रेशियोज वर लाइक 2%, 3%. बिकॉज पीपल जस्ट डिडंट नो कि उनके पास इंश्योरेंस है. पैसे तो हर महीने कट जाते थे और हमें भी सक्सेस बिकॉज हर कोई टॉक टाइम भरवाता था, टॉक टाइम से हमें पैसे आ जाते थे इंश्योरेंस के. बट इफ यू थिंक अबाउट इट एंड दिस वॉज गोइंग टू द रियली नीडी पीपल, आई यूज टू फील बैड बिकॉज आई वॉज द इंडिया सीईओ, देन आफ्टर दैट आई वॉज हेडिंग साउथ ईस्ट एशिया फॉर देम एंड आई वॉज लाइक यार ये तो उल्टा ही हो गया कि सबसे गरीब तबके के लिए गए आप अच्छा करने के लिए और सबसे ज्यादा आपने उसी की मार ली. तो बिकॉज 10-10, 20-20 रुपए फॉर देम पर मंथ मैटर्ड. एंड देन द एवरी ज्योग्राफी, आई किड यू नॉट अ सिंगल ज्योग्राफी, द रेगुलेटर केम आफ्टर अस. लाइक दिस वॉज द टेलको रेगुलेटर, देन द फाइनेंशियल रेगुलेटर, कि भाई ऐसा कैसे हो रहा है कि इंश्योरेंस प्रोडक्ट में. एंड देन वी स्टार्टेड कि अच्छा क्लेम्स रेशियो शुड इंक्रीज टू गो टू 30%, 40%. उसको करने का तरीका क्या है कि आप मतलब कुछ भी बढ़ा दो, प्राइस घटा दो, कुछ बढ़ा दो. लाइक जितना आपने प्रीमियम लिया उसका प्राइस घटा दो, या फिर आपने जितना कवर दिया उसका प्राइस बढ़ा दो, तो फिर आपका मतलब क्लेम्स रेशियो आर्टिफिशियली दिखने लगेगा. फ्रीक्वेंसी ऑफ क्लेम तो मतलब 80-85% कस्टमर को पता ही नहीं है कि उसके पास इंश्योरेंस है. Unfortunately, a version of that is playing out now with UPI AutoPay. Whether this be in content, whether this be in some of the fintech places, now there even will best, be some no? patches.
Data point on SIP.
I didn't want to bring that. That मेरे पास 31 लोगों ने कर लिया तो और 31 UPI AutoPay तो.
I think that's the thing, right? What he's saying is, if educated people and people who are savvy with the internet and mobile apps are not able to figure. कि वेयर ऑल वी हैव सेट अप एन ऑटो पे एंड हिज एग्जांपल ऑफ कि साइन अप पे ही ऑटो पे हो गया एंड फॉर यू टू एग्जिट दैट इज अ बिग टास्क, इज अ लॉट ऑफ फ्रिक्शन टू एग्जिट दैट ऑटो पे. ये एंड व्हाट आई एम हियरिंग एटलीस्ट इज दैट सेबी इज नोटिसिंग दिस बिकॉज देयर इज अ सिग्निफिकेंट अमाउंट ऑफ, आई मीन द गुड पार्ट इज द एसआईपी ऑटो पेज आर अ गुड थिंग, राइट? लाइक लोगों का जैसे ही पहले 31st या 1st को तनख्वाह आती है, आई थिंक दे हैव सेट अप ऑटो पेज फॉर दोज डेट्स वेयर डायरेक्टली देयर इज अ स्वीप. What used to be called a sweep in, sweep out in banks before, right? UPI AutoPay is how they are investing in SIPs now. But
I was checking 700 crores month on month increase on SIP mutual fund, SIPs, IPOs was, and most of that is UPI.
But pata hai kya, Revan, like, and Chirag, like, wealth to tabhi sahi hai because aapka wo paisa aap hi ka hai. It is going to, you're not consuming it, you're saving it. So you will get back that money. So the regulator, I think, I'm guessing here, the regulator will be still be okay about savings product is the only product where they will be okay. Because you are storing the money for them and the money will go back to them. But if you look at content companies now, you can give an argument of ki Netflix bhi aise hi chalta hai, because finally humare credit card mein laga hua hai.
Correct.
But the can you guess the M3 retention or the M2 retention of some of these content companies which are on UPI, ATP, this thing, AutoPay? This is less than 10%, 10 to 15% के बीच में आता है. 85% लोगों को मतलब पैसा दे रहे पता भी नहीं है कि भाई है. The other
number then they feel cheated and then they go and cancel it, I guess.
So अनिल फिर ये एक threat type opportunity बन जाती है यहाँ पर, एक कि एक aggregator बनाओ और उसको बोलो भाई तुम बताओ कि यहाँ पर पैसे जा रहे हैं, please review.
Yeah, there are SaaS bills like this. Know your SaaS bills for a company. Like that, you will have a cool credit like app saying you all auto pays in one year.
तो US में ये company होती थी, Truebill was this company only. They will help you unsubscribe from your subscription which will be hidden. It was a $1 billion company because वहाँ पे उस वक्त digital भी नहीं होता था. तो अनसब्सक्राइब करना ही बहुत पेन पॉइंट होता था. दैट एक्चुअली देन बॉट आई थिंक व्हिच वन डिड इट बॉट सम अदर लार्ज कंपनी, इट मॉव्ड एंड ऑल दैट, बट इट वाज अ थिंग वेयर यू विल हैव अ सब्सक्रिप्शन टू अनसब्सक्राइब फ्रॉम ऑल द अदर थिंग्स व्हिच इज देयर.
बहुत जल्दी आना पड़ेगा ये. लाइक द वे द एवरी कंज्यूमर टेक ऐप इज सॉर्ट ऑफ सेइंग कि यार ये 9-9, 5-9 रुपए लेके just aggregate and build a large revenue base, which is almost 100% gross margin, right? Like, pata hi nahi logo ke consume.
Exactly. I've got 2054 tak ka permission le liya usne
वैसे. मतलब
क्या? 20-year permission le liya usne.
Correct. So I was like, ये क्या है? तो RBI will come down. RBI has come down heavily on.
You can't give a 30-year permission like utna long. I know Chirag is very
early. By default, select kar hai. By default, I think that's the maximum. So while numbers are crazy for UPI AutoPay, it's become what? I was seeing 210 crore recurring digital transactions in India last year. to this year it become 400 crore out of that. So that number has become 2x. Whereas UPI Autopay was 70 crores, it's become 210 crores. So it's already like a significant portion.
अभी तो तुम्हारे पास पैसा है तब तुम यूपीआई ऑटो पे हो, तो बैंक में पैसा नहीं है तो क्या ही कटेगा. इमेजिन करो क्रेडिट ऑन यूपीआई भी तुमने साइन अप करा लिया और यूपीआई ऑटो पे भी है, तब भाई सिर्फ तो लाइक यू आर यू नो डेट बनते जा रहे हो, तुम्हें पता भी नहीं है.
करेक्ट करेक्ट,
बट दिस विल हैव टू बी लुक्ड एट टू बी ऑनेस्ट, बिकॉज इंडिया में इफ आई लुक एट आई मीन वी आर कैपिटलिस्ट बट बिकॉज वी हैव सच अ लार्ज बेस ऑफ पीपल below the 50,000 per month mark, the government and the regulator has to protect these individuals, right? And that's where a lot of this misuse is also happening. So hopefully before they roll out extensively, and RuPay cards the maximum wahi pe hai. Your RuPay card is not with the people earning more than 2 lakh, right? They are focusing on the Axis Vistara or the HDFC Infinia and all of those, Axis Burgundy, because you want those points and you want everything. There's a RuPay card, biggest penetration is in the sub 1 lakh a month segment, where you know, bank account UPI access UPI credit.
I don't think UPI credit card pe abhi recurring wala hai, mere ko check karna padega, but you are right that in future it can come. But you are right that, see, sometimes I feel good about our regulator, because what happens is that, like, being a fintech investor, I should be murdered for saying that. But any which ways, I feel good about the regulator, because, you know, like, India mein financial systems is very, very nascent. Abhi logo ka trust ban raha hai. Abhi to logo na cash se, like, hamare life mein, jab main bachcha tha, time ho gaya thoda sa, but us waqt, पेरेंट्स यूज टू से कि भैया स्टॉक मार्केट में पैसे मत डालो, मतलब वहां पे केवल चोरी होती है. तो द फाइनेंशियल एक्सेस वाला जो प्रॉब्लम था, फाइनेंशियल एक्सेस का प्रॉब्लम हो गया. अभी अगर आप देखो कि रेगुलेटर को आके बोलना पड़ रहा है कि इतना एफएनओ मत करो, इतना स्टॉक मत करो, रिटेल इन्वेस्टर के लिए खराब है. सो दैट्स द स्विंग इट हैज हैपेंड, बिकॉज नाउ वेरी बाय बींग वेरी वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट द रेगुलेटर हैज इंश्योर्ड दैट पीपल हैव ट्रस्ट ऑन द इकोसिस्टम इन द फाइनेंशियल इकोसिस्टम, कि आप पैसे देते हो पैसा वापस आ जाता है. ऐसा नहीं है कि पहले फर्जी पेपर पे आपका डीमैट मतलब स्टॉक मिलता था, आपको कोई फर्जी आपको दे देता था, उसके बाद पैसे निकालने जाते थे, आपको पैसा नहीं निकल जाता. वो सारी चीजें गवर्नमेंट ने बहुत मुश्किल से स्टॉप की है. यूपीआई पे उसके बाद डिमॉन जो भी जब भी हुआ जैसे हुआ, उसके बाद ट्रस्ट आया लोगों का कि भाई मर्चेंट एक्सेप्ट भी कर रहा है. अब यूपीआई से अगर लोगों का ट्रस्ट हटने लगा, then you have a very, very big problem than saying that ki, achha, some of the startups are not working or some of the tech companies are not working because there is a issue around UPI on. See, frankly, UPI AutoPay has also enabled many of the digital businesses which would never have existed. In India, content and all, mein hum log bolte the, monetization hi kaise hoga. Now the friction has reduced so much that genuinely there are businesses which can happen. EdTech can happen for the first time in a very, very meaningful way. By not having to charge 75,000, 70,000, but micropayments over there. But if you take it to the excessive way, then the regulator will have to come up now or later. It's like, it is bound to happen.
Interesting. Anand, ye batao ki, are you, because of this UPI AutoPay, you know, we have been discussing, observing this, that is India getting into a mode of buying a subscription? Right? You know, there are various different frameworks for it. Ki defined value milna chahiye, mujhe pain hona chahiye, tabhi main, you know, I sign up for things. We have discussed that as AOV increases, India is still not comfortable. My answer at the moment looks like that, you know, for these content companies where you are paying 100, 200 rupees, that kind of subscription, India is getting okay with. But if that is true, then I think that's also like a good start where India can tomorrow start to pay for subscription of physical goods also, which are very recurring, like we discussed in the health card episode with health card CEO. But he was of the view that India mein 2000 rupees commitment koi bahut kam log kar rahe hain. What are you seeing anything there in terms of subscription? Because that opens up like very new markets.
Price point pe to ho raha hai. And content is the first place jahan pe ho raha hai. Definitely ho raha hai. Matlab, Hotstar and cricket was the first example, right? जहाँ पे लोग देख ही रहे थे. And the answer वहाँ पर भी ये UPI auto pay वाला भी answer है कि आपको customer को ROI देना पड़ेगा. Finally, the customer should get something out of that money. तो वो आप देख लीजिए ना कि कितना भी टेक अच्छा था या खराब था। सुनील लिफ्ट जब वो स्कैम 92 लाता है तो लोग मतलब वो खराब टेक में भी घुस पड़ा के वो देखते हैं
और तभी जाके ले लेते हैं।
हाँ, तो कंटेंट अच्छा दोगे तो आप जनता आएगी। मतलब तो वही आंसर है कि कंटेंट में अब एट अ पर्टिकुलर प्राइस पॉइंट पीपल आर ओके टेकिंग सब्सक्रिप्शन रादर देन गोइंग थ्रू द होप्स अगेन अ स्लाइस एंड डाइस ऑफ पीपल लाइक देयर इज अ स्टिल अ सिग्निफिकेंट मार्केट जहां पे बिजनेस बन सकता है। बट इफ यू स्टार्ट गेटिंग इन टू UPI ऑटो पे इन अ वे जहाँ पे आपका मंथली एक्टिव यूजर बाई मंथली पेइंग यूजर एज अ रेशियो इफ यू टेक कि कितने लोग आ रहे हैं वर्सेस कितने लोग पैसे दे रहे हैं दैट इज बिलो अ सर्टेन परसेंटेज देन इट विल स्टार्ट फॉलिंग आउट समवेयर।
सो फिजिकल गुड्स में दिक्कत ये हो रही ना चिराग की 2,000-2,500 पे बहुत मुश्किल है बिकॉज पीपल वेट फॉर प्राइस चेंजेस राइट। But at a sub 500 rupees, at least if you see, Quickcom is solving for subscription because by design in physical goods, two things chahiye. Ek, I will be like, for example, on our, I keep pushing the product team ki, why don't we have for, because we are as health and wellness essential, right? And we have a lot of sub 500 rupee products also. Customer also wants the assurity of ki yaar, ek do ghante mein deliver to ho jayega. Okay. And unless you are consistently delivering 3 or 4 times within a couple of hours, वो हैबिट बनेगी नहीं। वेयर एज क्विककॉम टुडे एटलीस्ट आई एम नाउ सीइंग द हेल्थ एंड वेलनेस मार्केट ऑन क्विककॉम हैज सरपास्ड अमेज़न बाय द वे एंड वेरी सून आई थिंक इन 12 मंथ्स बिकॉज इफ आई सी द ग्रोथ रेट्स विल सरपास अमेज़न प्लस फ्लिपकार्ट एंड द आंसर इज द लेस देन 30 मिनट डिलीवरी लेट्स नॉट इवन से 10 मिनट्स एंड सब 1000 रुपी प्रोडक्ट स्टिल नॉट हैपनिंग ऑन द 2000-3000 रुपी प्रोटीन्स दैट समीर वॉज टॉकिंग अबाउट वाई वॉज सेइंग डी टू सी हैवी is because 3,000 rupees, if I have to consume every month, then a 10% discount is also meaningful enough for me to say, chalo yaar, let me shift to some other platform where I'm getting the discount. Whereas sub 500 mein, agar 30-40 rupees ka gap hai, to log fir bolte hai, chalo yaar, convenience aur yahan pe kar lete hai. So, unless...
Or you, consumption ka thoda certainty bhi hona chahiye. I'm thinking out loud here, by the way, first principle se. भाई आपका वो मैं प्रोटीन यूज करता हूँ बट मेरे को पता ही नहीं कि मतलब इतना भी डिसिप्लिन नहीं हो कि हर रोज खा रहा हूँ कि वो 3,000 का बास्केट वो महीने में खत्म ही हो जाएगा।
इतना पेन पॉइंट नहीं है रे बट इसमें प्रोटीन में कि लेट्स से एक दिन नहीं भी खाया ओके
करेक्ट
बट इट वर्क्स ऑन थिंग्स वेयर यू एक्चुअली हैव अ पेन पॉइंट लेट्स से यू हैव अ स्मॉल किड एट होम एंड डायपर नहीं है
करेक्ट
पक्का डांट पड़ने
वाला। इससे भी अच्छा एग्जांपल है दशिराग आप देखिए इंडिया तो पहले सब्सक्रिप्शन पे ही काम करता था हम सबके घर में दूध का सब्सक्रिप्शन था ना मतलब वो आके दूध देके जाता था वो तो चेंज हुआ फिर बाद में जाके टेट्रा पैक और इसमें एंड दैट वाज अ फिजिकल गुड बिकॉज द सर्टेनिटी ऑफ कंजम्पशन वाज देयर इन दैट तो और एंड द सर्टेनिटी ऑफ द क्वांटिटी वाज आल्सो देयर इन सर्टेन वे एंड मे बी फ्रेश इज द प्लेस जहां पर ये सब्सक्रिप्शन वापस से शुरू होगा कंट्री डिलाइट हो गया या फिर इसका एग्जांपल है And these sort of things.
No, I remember, you know, 5-7 years back, there was a wave of startups which used to do these trial boxes on beauty. Do you think because of subscription that might re-emerge? You know, that was an interesting segment, but payments dobara dobara nahi ho pati thi, ek hi bari banda leta tha. I think that was the missing piece.
But Chirag, usme na, hum thoda force nahi kar rahe hain must have karne ke liye, matlab usko. हर महीने क्या जरूरत है एक ब्यूटी का बॉक्स का मतलब जिस महीने जरूरत है वहां पे
ऑन फीमेल व्यूअर्स आर गोइंग टू से तीन मेल बैठ के डिस्कस कर रहे हैं कि क्या जरूरत है ब्यूटी का।
अरे मेरा पहला प्रोजेक्ट कलर बार पे था लोगों ने खड़ा कर दिया था मॉल के बाहर लड़कियों से पूछने की कौन सा मेकअप लगा के आ रहे हो पिटते बचा था मैं साकेत That's what you do for a consumer. yeah. But I think some of this was like socks ka bhi aisa aaya tha ki socks ka subscription hai month ka. For me, the question there was not payment. The question was more whether the value prop itself is that strong for subscription or not. And then your question is right, Revant. Health wala kahin beech mein aata hai. Ki haan, mere ko jaise main, I used your one of those gummies I told you earlier also, right? बट मेरे केस में था कि उसमें मेरे का यूज था कि मैं कितना गमीज रोज खा रहा हूँ कितना डिसिप्लिन से खा रहा हूँ मुझे पता नहीं है कि वो जमा होता रहेगा कि नहीं आई एम बाइंग द ऑप्शनैलिटी ऑफ सेइंग कि यार जब खरीदना होगा हाँ वो अगर DTC से डायरेक्ट में 15 दिन में आ रहा है वर्सेस ज़ेप्टो में मुझे आज ही मिल जाएगा आई विल ऑलवेज गो एंड बाय ऑन ज़ेप्टो So that is a different.
I agree with you. So first, in my view, Chirag, for physical goods, we'll still have to solve for assurance of delivery, which is, let's say, a couple of hours. Then if it becomes an absolute essential, like in my house, little Joy's ke liye, the kid's milk mix is an absolute essential. Ki bachcha doodh piyega hi nahi uske bina. But uske liye bhi, if I'm not going to assure a 1-2 hour delivery, like we get massive grief with even 1 day delivery delay. Ki yaar, ye kyun ho raha hai karke? Like my kid will not drink the milk and stuff like that. So then people stock up or they go to quick com. So first layer for physical goods will still be assurance of timely delivery. Then jo essential services hai, like a diaper ho gaya, bachchon ke liye kuch ho gaya. Largely that is where you don't want to take a big risk, right? Or even for adults.
Sorry to pick you, but here, let's say if I'm on subscription, right? Then, you know, as a vendor, I can dispatch it 2 days pehle na, tere ko time pe milega na. If I know that you're going to use it on first.
100% agree. 100% agree. But I'm saying customer will not choose the subscription as a data point unless they know ki maine 3 baar order kiya acche se time pe aaya hai karke.
Correct.
That is all I'm saying.
Correct. So, yes, some kind of buyer protection there would correct. Help.
And today, because Quickcom is giving this 15-minute delivery, like most of our customers, most of the people I know in the ecosystem are already buying from Quickcom. They're like, yaar, kaun rukega yaar ek din ke liye? I know I'm in Bangalore, tum 2 ghante mein karte ho, but yaar 15 minute mein aa raha hai. So, wo habit todna bahut mushkil ho gaya.
I'm to thinking as a consumer, isn't my optionality my biggest, like, why do I need a subscription and want to try myself out? Jab mujhe mil hi raha hai 10 minute mein, jab khatam ho ja raha hai, main subscription kyun loot? Ab bahut deep discount doge, tab main sochunga, tab must have. But versus the pros and cons of having my optionality ki jab zarurat padi maine manga liya 10 minute mein mil ja raha hai, I will keep my optionality with me.
Wo dikkat ho rahi hai Chirag, like people are doing the control hai na, pura full control
hai, control mere paas hai.
In fact, I believe
content mein, because it's a full library, right? It's more like a library subscription ki mere ko jaake uske andar jo choose karna hai kar lu, main jab dekhna hai dekh ke us time frame mein khatam kar du. It's a very different experience compared to a hard product consumption.
Any other segment?
Country Delight, and I don't know, but I'm hearing Country Delight is now facing a little bit of headwind from the cities where the Quickcom has become very big, because while milk is still that basic behavior, the rest of their ARPU increase, which was into vegetables and groceries, people are saying that, yaar, why do I need to even do previous night ordering, right? Like, mereko 10 minute mein jab chahiye tab aa jayega. So, they also then, I think, went into a 30-minute delivery because they saw their customers now asking and saying, ki bas, why should I order the previous night? So, so this is like, that Delta only, 4 experience is very hard to beat, yaar. Wo customer behavior change hua.
Only place, Rivan, that can play out is fresh. Jahan pe aap quality pe kheloge, aur bologa ki nahi, Zepto mein, ya phir usme, आपको इसका मतलब स्टोर होता है जो, जैसे मैंने अपने घर के बास्केट में शिफ्ट वहां पे ही देखा है कि मिल्क वी यूज्ड टू टेक टेट्रा पैक ऑर्डर व्हेनेवर इट इज फ्रॉम ज़ेप्टो एंड ऑल एज लाइक विद फॉर द किड दो एज सून एज यू नो अक्षय कल्पा केम अप इन द पिक्चर देयर वाज नो वे वी आर गोइंग टू यू नो लाइक इसी से लेना ये आएगा बिकॉज इट्स अ हाई क्वालिटी
क्वालिटी भी है एंड आई थिंक उसके अंदर यू नो गेटिंग टू ऑर्डर डेली यू नो व्हेन यू नो दैट वो तो आएगा ही इज लाइक अगेन अ इशू दैट आई विल गो टू अ ज़ेप्टो ऐप एंड देन ट्राई एंड ऑर्डर बट एनीवेज अनंत आई वांटेड टू जस्ट क्विकली टच अप ऑन दैट एनी अदर सेक्टर्स वेयर यू आर सीइंग टेलविड्स बिकॉज ऑफ यूपीआई ऑटो पे सो वी डिस्कस्ड यू नो लेट्स से UPI apps or subscription apps getting traction because of it. Insurance, you said regulator might come back if it is not very
clear. हुआ नहीं है India में नहीं हुआ है वो VAS से हम लोग पिछला version में India में उसको भी नहीं कर पाए थे India छोड़ के बाकी हर market में किया था हमने उसमें wealth में होगा wealth में हो रहा है there are companies which are doing daily savings so wealth is something which is happening.
Like Jar, I think, is a big beneficiary of this, right?
Jar is a big beneficiary. There is a company called Bachat also, jisko Lightspeed ne paise dale hain. आई थिंक मल्टीपल अदर प्लेटफॉर्म्स विल आल्सो पुट इन ओवर देयर. ये इंडिया में जैसे वो चिट फंड चलता था या फिर पदपेटी चलता था, दो सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग्स कैन नाउ शिफ्ट टू अ यूपीआई ऑटो पे सॉर्ट ऑफ अ मोड कि हर रोज आप दे दो. उसमें content is obviously a big beneficiary. EdTech will become a big beneficiary from this one.
I think that's a big one. It's not only EdTech, like formal education. I see so many different use cases. I was speaking to someone who's taking classes of violin, piano.
Correct.
All of that, I think, will become possible that you can actually book one class of your gym.
Correct.
And get it on autopay. All of that is like beautiful.
Correct. See, the other video, apart from subscription, like what is happening is, it is also enabling and taking away friction from paying a very large amount at the your trial. Induction towards trial is becoming a very small ticket now, because you can say ki acha chalo isko laga do thoda wo SaaS type ka, and that it's an evolution. If you remember 2010 mein when my first wave of commerce started, the question was ki yaar India mein to credit card hi nahi hai, to aapka e-commerce bada ho kaise sakta hai, payments will be a blockage. Then came the wallets ke baad hua ek unlock hua ki chalo theek hai, वह पेटीएम का वॉलेट लगा के उबर में बैठ जाएंगे जो भी हुआ. देन केम यूपीआई विच वॉज अ मैसिव अनलॉक. देन क्रेडिट कार्ड वॉज नॉट नो मोर अ ब्लॉकर. एवरी पेमेंट कुड हैपन डिजिटली एंड मैसिव विंड ऑफ दिस थिंग्स केम. नाउ दिस यूपीआई ऑटो पे इज अ इवोल्यूशन इन दैट लेवल की एवरीथिंग विच कुड हैपन एट अ मच स्मॉलर टिकट साइज इन द 2x2 इन द स्मॉलर टिकट साइज एंड सब्सक्रिप्शन फॉर्मेट, दोस आर गेटिंग अनलॉक्ड. सो आई बिलीव That is a very, very big unlock which is happening, which will, like, if regulated well and people stop, like, first phase mein hamesha uska misuse thoda sa to hoga hi. Uske baad, I think, which will tone down this, everything which was unmonetizable earlier, like gaming ho gaya, content ho gaya, edtech ho gaya, bunch of these skill can, this can just open up with UPI autopay.
Yeah, quite fascinating. Yeah, I think, you know, if we start to take 10-year bets on UPI, autopay, AI, creating 10x better experiences around this and India riding the quick wave.
That is one of the
super.
Sorry. I think there a digital, the broad read I am trying to figure is, Chirag, are there digital pieces that we could stitch in? Like, for example, if I take a Swiggy One equivalent, which Swiggy has said that, you know, free delivery, is there a, like the Zepto Pass, etc., and instead of taking a 3-month, 6-month, could you, for example, enable across D2C brands a 19 rupees every month pass that enables free delivery or something like that, that could, like, more than physical goods, I think it's still digital sachets, if you can call it that, that people will still subscribe for. I think physical good companies like Shantanu Mind, Sameer Maheshwari, etc., will still need to. Hamara abhi bhi roti kapda makan problem hai ki bhai maal time pe pahuncha do ya achha quality banao taki customer ko dikkat na aaye karke. And while it's exciting to see, and I would love to, like, we had flirted with subscription in the second year of our business. And everyone was super excited. But dikkat wahi tahi wahi thi ki, you had to discount it and say that, like, as an Amazon subscribe and save, it allows you to even go to 20% if you do subscribe and save. But when Amazon pe dekha hai wo behavior, people do subscribe and save, get the discount and then cancel.
Second wale paate nahi.
So, matlab, then full price pe, why would someone... वो दिक्कत हमेशा होती है. लाइक व्हाट आनंद वाज सेइंग, हाउ डू यू मेक इट लुक्रेटिव इनफ. वो फिजिकल गुड्स में मुश्किल है. मे बी देयर इज अ डिजिटल सैशे दैट वी कैन डू फॉर 10-20 बक्स अ मंथ, एंड व्हाट इज द बेनिफिट यू गेट अगेंस्ट दैट इज अ, एंड इट्स स्टिल मे बी एट अ गोक्विक लेयर वेर यू एनेबल ऑल द ब्रांड्स इन द कंट्री, वेदर इट्स प्रोटेक्शन, वेदर इट्स एन आहा मोमेंट, वेदर इट्स समथिंग एक्स्ट्रा. I'm sure some nice business idea will come out of this.
Yeah, yeah. Like subscription of a basket can work. Ki mere ko subscribe kar lene do, ye basket aa raha hai, main basket ko change kar de raha hu. Yes, I'm just thinking out loud actually.
Even you know, some of those things like no questions asked returns on that is a big pain point for, or even, you know, timely delivery on D2C. At the moment, while we are looking at this अदर एंड ऑफ द एक्सट्रीम 15 मिनट वे इन डी टू सी एक्चुअली यू नो बता दो तीन दिन में आएगा. सो दिस एक्सट्रीमेंट
हाँ वो तो अलग एक वेक्टर है जो सॉल्व होना पड़ेगा आई थिंक बिकॉज द कस्टमर एक्सपेक्टेशन इज चेंजिंग नाउ.
Yeah.
The quick commerce, the customer expectation is just changing. I am being myself being impatient. Like, जबकि life में कोई अंतर नहीं पड़ता उससे, but फिर भी it's like, yeah.
Super. I see you also, or in fact, all three of us wearing Whoop. Have you also now become one of those things ki subah utho aur so that metric will decide how the my day is going to go be. ये आज रेड में रिकवरी या आज ग्रीन में
है. कभी कभी तो पता नहीं चलता है वो से टेंशन घटा है कि बढ़ा है.
बट मैट्रिक इन द मॉर्निंग डिसाइड्स. कभी कभी मुझे लगता है आज नींद अच्छी नहीं आई है, सडनली इट्स ग्रीन.
हाँ नहीं और कभी कभी रहता है जैसे आज मेरा हुआ है बिकॉज आई केम बैक फ्रॉम अ वेकेशन डे बिफोर यस्टरडे. आज मैं दिल्ली ट्रैवल करके आया हूँ तो ऑब्वियसली स्लीप वॉज शॉर्ट. 26% का मेरा रिकवरी है. अब मैं क्या करूं बट खुद को खराब लग रहा कि यार ये क्या है. अब पूरा दिन मैं बस यही सोच रहा हूं कि हाउ डू आई इंप्रूव दिस 26% रिकवरी. जो समथिंग
आंदोलन को भी पहना हुआ है.
सॉरी सॉरी नो आई एम नॉट
फाइव. अच्छा
नहीं नहीं फ्रैंकली स्पीकिंग आई ऑल्सो हैव अ एप्पल वॉच. अभी चार्ज भी लगा हुआ है. आई एक्चुअली राइट नाउ ये अलग ही स्टोरी है. मेरा iPhone bula gaya hai, so I cannot see the tracking. I will have to see that. And Whoop connects to Android. I had bought to try it also. But I have found actually Apple Watch to be the most, you know, like, what do you say, applicable or application oriented. Like, jaise, what do I mean by that? Agar aaj mera, jaise Whoop mein kya hota hai, jab strain dikhata hai, it's a logarithmic scale. 14 हो गया अब मैं क्या करूं. 15 करने के लिए कितना करना है मुझे नहीं पता है. बट एप्पल वॉच में मुझे पता है कि यार स्टेप्स तो मतलब 10,000 स्टेप्स करना है, 2,000 स्टेप और करना है. या फिर रिंग को कंप्लीट करना है तो 15 मिनट और करना है. सो आई हैव समहाउ व्हाट फाउंड एप्पल वॉच टू बी वे मोर प्रैक्टिकल. वो ऑन द स्लीप एंड रिकवरी पार्ट इज जस्ट वेरी 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 गुड.
या
कंपेयर टू एनीथिंग.
या माय सन गॉट एक्साइटेड बिकॉज ही इज अ क्रिकेट फैन एंड फॉर सम रीजन इंडिया इंग्लैंड टेस्ट चल रहा है और सबने वो पहना है. वो भी को बता रहा देखो इसने भी ये पहना है उसने वो पहना है. तो सोच रहा भाई चल क्या रहा है. इन लोगों सबको स्पॉन्सर कर दिया लगता है. एवरी स्पोर्ट्समैन हैज बीन स्पॉन्सर्ड बाय बाय दीस गाइस.
आईपीएल में एवरीवन हैव वाज वेयरिंग अ वूप. इनफैक्ट इन वन ऑफ द मैचेस समबडी वाज प्लेइंग एंड द बॉल हिट द वूप एंड द वूप ब्रोक एंड इट बिकेम लाइक अ सच अ बिग एडवर्टाइजिंग प्लेस फॉर दैट.